Welcome to Droid Today, your daily dose of Android news, tips, and tricks. Today is Monday, the 9th of March, and I am your host, Chris Wilson, for another dose of Android news, tips, and tricks. And we have a slightly different show for you today. Not only do we have the latest news from the Android world, including a very cool update to one of my favorite apps, but also we're going to look a bit across the pond or across the field or however you want to say it at the opposition. I'm sure you've heard about the Apple Watch event. It's hard to avoid the press for it. So we're going to take a look a bit at what Apple's doing, and there are some good reasons for that. Firstly, of course, Apple and Android aren't directly in competition. You can have an Apple laptop, computer, and still use an Android device. So it's useful to see those crossover things there. Plus, also, it is good to look at the competition because you get to critique your own what purchases, your own devices, what you have more. You get to make informed decisions of in the future of buying. And also, you get to value and appreciate what you have more by seeing it in comparison or contrast with others. So some of this may be good for Google side, and some of it maybe not so good. We'll see when we get there. I'd love your feedback on today's episode. So you can do that in two ways. First is going to droidtoday.com and leaving a comment there. If you leave an insightful and interesting comment, we'll read it out on the show. Second way is by sending us a message on Twitter at @droid_today. If you do that, then we can also respond and interact. Finally, if you enjoyed today's episode, then consider sending us a message on, consider leaving us a review on iTunes. That would really help us to have other people discover us and for us to get more known. So, without further ado, let's get into the top news stories for the day. Google releases a catchy 17-second advert promoting Android Wear. VoscoCam releases version 3.2 and introduces copy and paste batch photo editing. Corgi is a cool app for your launcher, which lock screen, which adds in a Feedly RSS reader. And of course, the Apple Watch event. So first of all, this interesting story, just before the Apple Watch event, Google released a quick little Android Wear ad. It's only 17 seconds long. It shows loads of people wearing different Android Wear devices, some circular, some square, and doing sort of dance moves as you move along down a corridor and see other people who are all wearing Android Wear devices. And at the end, it has the slogan, you know, be together, not the same, which is, you know, the Google slogan right now, promoting the variation and differences that you get within the Android world. So it's obvious that, you know, Google are trying to promote Android Wear more. It's interesting to see it coming out just before the Apple keynotes. I wonder which thing is going to get more press. Well, obviously this has been picked up by some groups because, you know, because it's so obviously just trying to stand in contrast to the Apple keynote. It's a really, to be honest, I feel like it's a bit labored marketing. It doesn't really grab the headlines. The reason it grabs the headlines more is because it's trying to grab the headlines. You know, but to be fair, in defense of the Apple, it does show off the advantage of Android Wear. There is a great variety of Android Wear devices out there, not to mention the prices. Anyway, quick little ad. I'll put it up on droidtoday.com so you can take a look at it. Vasco Cam is a photo taking and editing tool that you may have maybe familiar with. It allows you to add filters, but also to edit individual settings such as sharpness, contrast, vignette, and other features as well. So you can make more vintage looking, but also you don't have to make them look vintage if you don't want to, images. It's been one of the top rated photo taking and editing apps for a long time, but one of the great new features that they've added is copy and pasting. This is something which a desktop user of a service like Lightroom will be very familiar with. It can really help you speed up editing a bunch of photos, and then you can work out on the fine details. So you can get a distinct look that is tailored to you, and then edit it to refine it to for each photo. It's a great little update. It comes out for Android and iOS at the same time, and if you use both Android and iOS devices, of course, you'll be able to sync these changes between them with the Vasco Cam sync. So check out Vasco Cam for this latest 3.2 update. Corgi for Feedly, that's the title, is a new RSS reader app. Unlike other RSS readers, this one takes place on your home screen. It presents you with articles on your home screen, which you can read through, swipe through, to when you are at low moments. It's a nice touch. I think it makes use of the advantages of Android quite well. That extra customization. There's certainly no way you could do this on an iOS device. And if you love reading RSS articles, then I'm sure you'll see the value of a service like this. The ability to just quickly pick up your device, press the power button, maybe swipe away a couple of articles that aren't interesting, but look at other articles which are interesting, then or save articles as well for later to read, then, you know, it's a really great option for you. It's a different design to most other RSS readers out there, so it could really be worth checking out. Also, as a bonus, you can get it for free from the Google Play Store. So, Corgi for Feedly, one to check out. Finally, let's talk about the Apple Watch. So, first of all, let's frame this discussion, I guess. There are many ways we could frame this discussion, but perhaps the best way is, where is the Apple Watch better, if it is at all, and where are Android Wear devices better? It's a tricky one to talk about because, as we've already looked at, Android Wear devices come in many different forms from many different manufacturers, and they're changing all the time. The Apple Watch, of course, is a lot more stagnant. It's not going to change as rapidly. So I guess that's kind of that's a pro towards Android Wear in many ways. Obviously, there's a market price difference, although clearly some Android Wear manufacturers are trying to go for a more premium wearable device. The Huawei watch is rumored to be at a much higher price than any other Android Wear devices. The LG Watch Urbane LTE is going to come in at a higher price as well. And we've already seen devices which have, promo devices with special features as well, such as the LG partnership with Audi. So clearly, Android Wear, there will be expensive Android Wear devices coming later on. Talking of expensive, so the Apple Watch tops out, as far as I can see, details I've managed to find, the most expensive Apple Watch that you can get is a $17,000 device. It's 18 carat rose gold with a buckle as well, a special buckle for it. So that's gonna a gold buckle or a gray buckle. So these are so here, obviously 18 karat gold, that is expensive, high quality premium material. That would cost a lot anyway. There's clearly a high there's still clearly a high profit margin there. So the high end is gonna cost you a lot. Going back down to the low end, the Apple Watch Sport with a white sports band comes in at only $349, more expensive than almost every other Android Wear device out there. So clearly price is a bit of a difference. Operating system is clearly the next difference, and obviously what they're going to support. Android Wear devices so far only support Android devices, although there has been a rumor that came out last week that Google may push to get Android Wear support onto iPhones, which would be an interesting change. Then Apple devices, the Apple Watch is only going to support Apple devices. And I would not hold your breath about an Apple Watch supporting Android devices. Apple makes its profit off hardware sales more now than ever before. So it helps Apple to push people towards Apple products and buy both be stuck into the ecosystem is much more valuable for them than the option to change your phone more regularly. Interesting, Apple Watches come in two different diameters, 38 millimeters and 42 millimeters. This is not male or female, which is to be pointed out. It's 38 millimeters and 42 millimeters, although many people expect that the 38 millimeter is targeted towards a smaller wrist, more commonly found with women, 42 larger wrist, more commonly found with men, unsurprisingly. Obviously, there are exceptions. Let's get into some more details. The range of Apple Watches is more vast than any range of Android Wear watch from any manufacturer, single manufacturer. That is due mostly to the variety of buckles and straps that they are offering to go along with the watches. Some of these straps are very cheap, low-cost materials. Other ones are much more expensive. If you look at the difference between the Apple Watch, the standard Apple Watch, which comes in $549, and with the white sport strap, at the highest end, the black link buckle is $1,049. So that's $500 just for the strap. So the straps offer a wide variety. They do not offer any extra functionality, though. But there are three main models, six main models. You've got the Apple Watch Sport at 38 and 42, the Apple Watch at 38 and 42, and you have the Apple Watch Edition at 38 and 42. If you compare that with some of the other, and there are some different colours even within there, rose gold, yellow gold in the Apple Watch Edition. if you compare that with a manufacturer like the Motorola and the Moto 360, they have a couple of variations in size of the Moto 360, but and you can get a grey strap or a black strap, but that's it. Similarly, LG, I guess you can say the G-Watch R and the Watch Bane, they are different models, but there doesn't seem to be a different size there. So Apple are immediately, as a manufacturer, offering a lot more variety and catering for a wider price range than anyone else out there. The software, of course, links up with different operating systems, and they make the most of different features. So Apple Watch is making the most of Siri as a personal assistant to set reminders and things like this. The Android Wear makes the most of Google Now. So Google Now is the main interface that you're having, that you're interacting with there. The Apple Watch's interface looks quite strange at first glance, with all these little icons that are small balls that you move around. I will be very interested to see someone actually using that. It does not look user-friendly to me. Apparently, this golden crown, this circular disc on the side, is how you're going to interact with those dots, that you'll use that to zoom in and scroll and things like this. But it sounds very strange to me. Small touch targets does not seem like a good idea. Meanwhile, compare that with Android Wear, where basically you've got, I guess with the music interface, you've got four touch targets on one screen, but that's the most, and they're quite spread out, so it's quite easy to touch and interface, mostly making the use of swipes between screens. Apple have said that they want you not to touch your screen's interface because they want you to be able to see it. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. The next interesting thing to see with the OS will be how third-party apps integrate with the Apple Wear compared to with the Apple Watch compared to Android Wear. So on Android Wear, the interactions are quite limited, mostly a second screen, but some people have managed to get full games to run on them. I use an app called Sleep Android to track my sleeping, and that has that I can launch the app from the Wear device. So there is some interaction that you can get with apps that you can run on the watch itself. It looks like the Apple Watch will focus a bit more on running things on the watch, even if the power is coming from the phone. The processes are being done on the phone, but the watch face looks like it will act more like a natural screen rather than just a notification or button interface. Could be wrong. It'll be interesting to see what the developers do there. The big thing with the hardware, of course, that is really worth talking about is that Apple have gone for a square display. When I first saw this, before I had my first Android Wear device, I could not believe that they were choosing a square display over a round interface. The Moto 360 looked so much better than the LG Watch R, the LG G Watch, and the Samsung Gear Wear device, which was square. And so I found it unbelievable that Apple were going for a square interface. It was clear that a circular interface was the way forward. Now I'm not so sure. My favorite interfaces for watch interfaces on Android Wear are not the pseudomorphic ones which emulate a classic watch face. Instead, they are the ones which actually make the most of having a digital interface there. The ones that can show you extra information, the ones that can quickly be glanceable and you can see the time on them. And also, having a circular watch face provides you a worse touch interface. So a square screen gives you more real estate to work on to touch than a circular one. So admittedly, if you want a classic watch face, then you definitely want to go for a circular interface. But now, having had the Moto 360 for a while, I can see how a square interface could be better. Watches like the Asus ZenWatch, which has a square interface, and the Pebble as well, you know, they do a pretty good job as well. So maybe the square interface actually down the line, if it's done right, maybe that will be a much better move than the circular one. That's pretty controversial. I know pretty much everyone I know prefers the circular interface, but now that I've had a circular interface, I actually think a square interface with those interactions would be better. So there's so many fine details that we could look at, but I think we've had enough looking at these as well. These devices as well. I mean, the key points that people are going to talk about all the time are the cost and the square screen, and that's why I haven't really wanted to focus too much on those. But yeah, of course, they're big factors. They're easy to point to factors. I think the more interesting features are things like the touch interface. How is that going to work? And the way that apps run on it. If Apple has found a better way to get third-party apps to run on their watch, maybe that will be a killer difference. If their interface works well and is more interesting to use than the swiping focused interface on Android Wear, maybe that will be killer for them as well. We'll just have to wait and see. I'm more impressed with the Apple Watch than I was when I first heard about it. I thought it was a massive disappointment, the first rumors back in when they first released it at WWDC, or first showed it off at WWDC. Still, Android Wear continues to evolve, and it will be interesting to see what the next generation of Android Wear devices will look like that will come out post Apple Watch. So there's some of my thoughts. I'd love to know your thoughts. Head over to droidtoday.com to leave your comments there. Go on Twitter @droid_today to send us your comments. Head over to iTunes, give us a review. I'll see you back tomorrow, and we'll have an Apple-free day tomorrow. I promise you that. All the latest in Android news, tips and tricks coming back tomorrow. Bye.